Hello, hello, everybody out there in the podcast verse. You're listening to the first ever episode of Off Topic with Nick and Sean. The voice you've heard so far is me. I'm Nick, and I'm here with my friend Sean. Sean, say hello.
Hello, everyone. Very excited to get started on this voyage.
So basically, the way the podcast works, I'll explain to you here really briefly. Our aim is to virtually every episode we will have a question posed to us or a topic posed to us, and we will debate said topic while getting off topic often, thus the name. So the best way to do it is just to sort of dive into it. Today we're talking about who is Mr. Multiverse. And this title was basically devised by us in a conversation, and the two front runners are obviously.
I mean, obviously we're talking about Schwarzenegger and Stallone.
The only two real options.
The only two candidates, really. I can't imagine a single other person.
I am Mr. Universe. Hello. I heard that Mr. Universe, I welcome here. You know, Mr. Multiverse seems like the next logical step for me.
I mean, it does seem like the most logical step next.
I feel like trophies too.
I feel like Arnold would honestly believe it if someone told him, like, you are Mr. Multiverse. I think he would 110% believe it. He's that vain. He'd probably just be, of course, I'm Mr. Multiverse.
I didn't know.
The accents are so
good. Wasn't aware that there was a multiverse, but I was aware that I was on the title.
He's aware now, and he wants it. He's hungry for it. I mean, it's going to come down to him or Stallone.
So let's just get to the first question.
Yeah, what is it?
Let's get down and dirty. Let's get to the business here.
Right.
Who's had the better career?
All right, well, obviously, you'd have to go with Stallone. I mean, he's probably the most relevant still.
Going with longevity here.
Longevity, yeah.
So when did he first become relevant in your eyes?
Probably, I guess, Rocky, right?
The first Rocky movie, yeah. Yeah, because they paid him to make that movie.
Right.
I mean, they gave him money. You know, he bought his dog back. Yeah. There's that whole story.
Exactly.
That was let me get his dog.
Yeah, that was exactly, was he here for a second?
I think those were his exact words.
That was
him. Yo, I need that dog.
Yo, dog. What story are you referring to?
Oh, there's this story. It's kind of famous in Hollywood, like in everywhere, I guess. You know, all the corners of the earth.
I don't know if I know this one.
So Stallone was like homeless and literally sold his dog to like buy money for himself to live.
Wow.
And then
his own companion.
And they bought Rocky from him. First, they offered him a lot more money for it, but he couldn't have starred and directed it or whatever. He didn't direct it, but he wrote it. Yeah. He'd already written it, but he wouldn't star in it. But he wanted that, so they gave him a lot less money. But the first thing he did was he bought his dog back, dude.
Best friend.
My best friend. I would never leave him hanging like that.
Hey, Polly, why you gotta do me like
Polly,
that?
Hey, Polly, why you gotta spend all the money? Now we're broke. Now we gotta run a dumb restaurant.
So you're saying from Rocky until Bullet to the Head. the bullet to the head of his career. Just that movie was bad.
That movie was not good. I would agree. However, there was that great scene in the Turkish bathhouse or whatever they were in.
We're talking about that scene. We're talking about physiques. We're talking about impressive physiques.
Stallone, of course, looking like a... like a action figure doll. Like, literally, it looks plastic.
He looks plastic. His skin at this point...
his nipples look fake. It's amazing.
It's a nipple rejuvenation surgery.
I don't know what it was. They're perky at all times. They're never in resting mode. They're constantly perked.
Pulled as tight as they can.
Exactly.
About to rip.
But I mean, so we're talking about Arnold physiques now?
Physiques now, Stallone wins.
Stallone will win, absolutely. Yeah. Immediately...
But if we're talking about entire careers, Arnold's physique is what it is because he was the Politello.
Well, I'm the governor. He had to be the governor. I can't work out them the governor.
I have to take care of political girly men.
Yeah, look at our accents are really good. That's not a lot better.
Oh, yeah. So you've got that to throw in the mix, the political career, which do we want to take that into account or not?
Well, who had a better political career?
From Mr.
Who had a better political career?
Mr. Multiverse. Yeah, that's actually a good question.
Well, see, Arnold Schwarzenegger was governor of, like, the second largest economy in the world.
I think it was third, but top five. Top five. For sure.
And Stallone, you know, I think he went to a few union meetings.
I'm a union guy, you know.
So I don't know. I'd probably go with Schwarzenegger on career. That's just a, you know, maybe that's a
political career. Yeah,
political career.
Yeah, just by having one, he kind of wins by default.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, that was a good question.
So, we haven't talked about Arnold's movies here, and we haven't talked about
his physique,
peak physique,
peak. Oh, peak physique, Arnold. You're not touching him, dude. He was Mr. Universe.
Yeah, but Rocky III Stallone
was the most juiced up thing.
No, Rocky IV Stallone is juiced up. Rocky III Stallone.
No, but, and, yes, Rocky III's gonna cut, dude. Like, no way would be fighting in a heavyweight bout. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he's gonna get creamed by Mr. T.
Yes.
A.K.A. Clubber Lang.
Yes. Yes.
But he doesn't, because, you know, he's got, like, you know, the eye of the tiger.
He's got, dude, yeah.
You ain't so bad.
He's, like, trying to get, because he hung out with a few black guys for a few days.
He beat Apollo
like,
in
all
that
of
race.
A sudden he's... Now all of a sudden he's like, oh yeah, I'm one of the fellas. You know,
how
like,
did Rocky get so much faster so quickly?
I
mean,
right now directing a needle into my eye.
I mean, he went from steroids, you know, Apollo being able to beat him while running backwards to Rocky,
which is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah,
come on, he's not that slow, man.
He's not that slow.
Making white guys look really bad.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm that slow, but I'm also not, you know, Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah. But he got the eye of the tiger by training with the African American fighters.
The African American trainer.
Who were clearly, you know, they're faster.
They're faster.
You know?
Right.
Of
that's
course.
Just science.
It's just science.
Everyone knows that.
So back on track.
Back on track.
You know, we've got what about the better, so you brought up the longevity of Stallone's relevance.
Yes.
And we talked about his physique now better, but Arnold's physique back in the day is better, which I would say outweighs physique now.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And also, let's talk about peak movies. Best movies by each of them.
Best movies by each.
Not necessarily one, but couple, whatever.
So let's talk best action movies first.
First.
So best action movies, Arnold, Predator, Commando. Predator was probably bigger budget.
If we're talking about straight up action, I think maybe the most influential and best scripted Arnold action movie is True Lies, for sure.
I'm gonna go with that too.
I mean, that movie was the first 90s action
big
movie.
Big budget.
It created
action.
A
You're
whole
right.
genre.
That's true.
It
wow,
created
wow,
a whole genre.
True.
I don't think you get Die Hard 3 if we don't have True Lies first.
You're right, man. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
That's because you know, Tom Arnold's what made the movie.
he's hilarious in that.
Skyrocketing.
What kind of a crazy bitch steals
the
ice trays?
The ice trays. That's what he said. What kind of
sick bitch
takes
the
ice trays?
That's great.
Like, wow. That's what a line. He probably thought that on his own, too.
Mr. Roseanne Barr himself.
Mr. Roseanne Barr. Yes. He does go by that still.
He's very feminist.
Even though they're...
he's very feminist that way.
Yeah. He still goes by that. He's Tom Arnold. Everybody knows. Feminist first, actor second.
Yeah.
They offered him the lead role in The Matrix, but he said, no, I'm not, that's going to be my time where I'm on my feminist march. My feminist movement march.
Offered the role of Neo.
Offered the role of Neo, of course.
But
they
as
said,
a feminist...
Tom, you have the comedic chops, Tom, you have the natural God-given physique. And
not a lot of people know this, but he is a black belt in Krav Maga.
No.
Which is the art of fighting off male assault. It's the Middle Eastern art of Krav Maga. And for feminism, he learned that
That's
trait.
How strong of a feminist
That's
he is.
Well, and what he wanted to do was to play... He said, I'll take the role, but I want to play it as a female.
Wow.
And they wouldn't allow it.
They said, that's not believable.
That's absurd.
That's absurd. We would never
that's
do
absurd.
That. We are a real company.
We are real. Okay. This is not a Kirk Cameron movie.
Yeah, come on.
Okay?
What is going on here?
This
now?
Is, yeah. But anyway,
back on track.
Back on track. Once again, True Lies, perhaps the best action movie, most influential action movie of either of their careers.
That's true, but then when you're talking about that, you gotta mention Demolition Man.
Demolition
Man? No, I mean, I just wanted to mention Demolition Man because of how good it is.
Well, have you learned how to use the three seashells?
I have, he
That's
still
the question.
Doesn't even know how to use the three seashells.
Doesn't even know. Rob Schneider?
I don't even know.
You know? Sandra Bullock, future Academy Award winner Sandra Bullock, previous Academy Award winner Stallone.
She of course won the Academy Award for Miss Congeniality 2.
Yes.
You know, back in the saddle.
Back in the saddle, I think. think that, that might have been Legally Blonde too.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Back in the Habit.
Back in the Habit.
That's right. She's Sister Act 2.
Sister Act.
Now we're just naming sequels.
Yeah, you're right. No, I know. I thought you were making a joke about
it. Oh, no. It just happened.
Sister Act 2. I love that movie, by the way.
Oh, yeah, dude.
But we were talking about True Lies, I believe.
True Lies.
And the question of how good it was compared to Demolition Man.
Well.
And it's obviously much better, but I wanted to mention Demolition Man solely for the fact that it would come up in conversation. Because Wesley Snipes is in it, and he's pretty darn good.
So, if we're going to do action movies first, let's do three for each.
Okay.
So we've got True Lies. We've got definitely Predator. And what's the third for Arnold? Do you think Commando?
True Lies, Predator. Let's go a little bit dramatic here. End of Days.
Oh, man. A personal favorite. I think we just like that. We might like that movie more than anyone else.
That's probably true.
What about Terminator 2? That's an action.
Oh, wow, dude. Yeah, that's completely overlooked. That's huge.
That movie is amazing. The special effects of that movie still hold up today, better than special effects of movies made like 10 to 15 years after that.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
It's crazy. The movie's awesome.
Okay, yeah, then the Terminator 2, definitely the third.
So best Stallone action movies.
Rambo?
Yeah.
Which I'm not even that crazy about, but I know people like it.
People like Rambo.
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Oh, the classic.
Tango and Cash.
Yeah, okay, dude, Tango and Cash.
That holds up.
Man.
Forgot about that, man. Did you add Kurt Russell to the mix?
You add Kurt, and you broke that jaw.
Yeah, you broke that jaw. Holy cow. What a line.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so that's a good one. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
So we have Tango and Cash, Rambo. I don't know.
Oh, dude.
Well, no, not really. I was going to say Copland, but it's not in action. For like 5 minutes of this.
Judge Dredd?
Oh, yeah, dude. Judge Dredd.
That's a good movie.
Did we say Demolition Man?
We said it.
But we're not going to put it in the
top three. No. It's entertaining.
Do you think Judge Dredd's over that, though? I haven't seen that one.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, Arnold's going to win. He wins that one.
You know he's winning that one hands down.
Because we have Terminator 2, a movie that was so good, they're still making sequels.
Exactly. And he's going to be in the newest one, which gives him points.
Yeah. And you got True Lies, a movie that changed action movies.
Yeah, definitely.
And then you have Predator, a movie that is awesome.
Yeah, it's just awesome. How I describe it.
Well, you talk about physiques. You talk about physiques. Predator. You're talking about the whole, you're talking about the whole damn cast.
They're all in it, man.
I mean, yeah, in terms of male hetero homoeroticism.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Like, yeah, definitely. That's true, man.
That scene when Apollo Creed and
Arnold, when they like do the high five, the arms literally explode.
I remember that. It's very cartoonish.
It's very cartoonish. You son of a bitch!
He has a cigar in his mouth while that's going on. Oh, man. Yeah. And then you've got Jesse the Body. You've got that Native American guy.
That guy was cool. Yeah, man, that was cool.
You know? You've got the black guy that, like, is shaving and just breaks the razor on his face because he's so badass.
So tough, dude.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll cut you real good. Or something. What's he say? Real fast. Or something like that.
Oh, God.
How's that line go?
I don't remember that line.
You don't remember that? He turns around to Apollo Creed. And he's like, you make a noise like that again? I'm gonna cut you real fast or something stupid.
Oh, man.
I don't know, but there's a great line there.
You've got little piece of trivia. The dude in that movie with the glasses, the kind of nerdy looking white guy who's not muscular.
Yeah.
You know? He is what's his name? The guy that wrote Iron Man 3, the guy that wrote and directed Iron Man 3, Black, I think. The guy that did Long Kiss Goodnight.
Jack Black.
Yeah. Jack Black.
The School of Rock.
Yeah, the School of Rock guy.
Yeah.
That was it.
Farties.
Farties Part 2?
Farties
Part 2.
Yeah, Farties Part 2.
Farties Fat 2.
Farties Fat 2.
You
only love me for my farts.
Off topic today, brought to you by Farties Fat 2.
Farties Fat 2, the newest movie that hits out.
Starring Michael Ian Black.
As Jack Black.
Ask the Farties.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of makeup.
Yeah, I would imagine a lot of prosthetics.
A lot of prosthetics.
We were talking about Iron Man 3.
He's got prosthetic Iron Man 3.
Is that what we were talking about?
Yeah. Iron Man 3? Well, no, we were talking about Commando, and I brought up Iron Man 3.
But who's the guy who directed Iron Man 3?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is this Black? His last name is Black, I believe.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But he also wrote Last Boy Scout.
Did he?
Which is one of the best action movies. Yeah, that's a good man. Movie. You know, Surf's Up.
Right, exactly. Do you know we haven't talked about it yet? Point. I don't know why we would have, but I just, you know, we should bring it up. Point Break.
Oh, well, yeah.
What a movie.
This is just going to be turn into a conversation about good movies for a minute.
Yeah.
Point Break.
That's where we are for a minute.
But yeah, Point Break.
But Point Break, dude. You have a very, very good Keanu Reeves doing what he does best.
Oh,
what? Super
best.
Guy?
Like, yeah.
That's totally the whole thing. And then you got, then you got Roadhouse coming at you. Pat Swayze.
Yeah.
Man.
Okay.
Just killing it.
Yeah. You want to talk
before
about...
Before the cancer killed him.
Wow!
I'm just saying, it was a thing we're all thinking about. He's dead.
You want to talk about handsome men?
Yeah, but I guess for the
two very handsome men.
Two heterosexual men are going to discuss handsome men.
Well,
yes,
of course.
We're going to totally do it.
Dude, Patrick Swayze, rocking the hair.
Yeah, but the killer. Yeah,
you know, he's a surfer, dude. He's a
he's got
bank
a gruff,
robber.
He's got a gruff.
He's a bad boy. You know?
Yeah, that's
Keanu's just this young agent who's hip with the stuff.
He's hip with the scene.
Who's the girl in that movie?
Oh, dude, she went nuts, remember?
Did she?
She's like crazy
in
now.
Real
I
life?
Don't know her name at all.
Oh man.
We could, you know, let's look that up.
Look that you look that up, dude.
She's she's like nuts now. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I know the
Tank
actress.
Girl. Was
yes,
that the actress from Tank Girl?
I think that's right.
So I can look that up.
She's pretty attractive in that movie though.
She is, man. No, she. It,
we're talking about attractive. I mean, I'd rather talk about Swayze, but she's also pretty attractive.
I thought we were talking about, you know, just men who are attractive, but yeah, you're right. She is. You mean she has to be? You can't have like the leading love interest not be
right.
Swayze's not dating an Uggo.
Yeah, that's right. Like they were dating,
man.
And then
well, they were banging. For
Keanu,
sure.
That's right. Wow.
Yeah.
Here she is, dude. Lori Petty. She's like nuts now.
Lori Petty, for all you listeners out there.
I could be making this up entirely, but I'm pretty sure if I look this up, it would say Lori Petty is like insane.
She hasn't called to say she isn't.
No, you're right.
So until further notice, everybody, if you see Lori Petty,
stay away from her. She's
stay
nuts.
Away. She's crazy.
She's she's insane.
I heard this recently
from me. I think
from it might have been you. We were talking about Keanu Reeves, but then Keanu Reeves and I were talking about you recently too. And so I don't remember which conversation I get.
Oh, you and Keanu do.
We were talking about you, but one of you brought up Lori Petty and told me that recently she had robbed the Reese's peanut butter cup factory with a butter knife.
Yeah, dude, that she totally did that.
That's what I heard.
You know what? Actually, I just looked up. I forgot she was just in the most recent season of Orange Is the New Black.
Oh, so,
she's definitely still working. She's doing great. She's not crazy.
You know
all.
What? I remember that now too. And she looked pretty good.
She looked pretty good.
She looked great. She's
she
aged
looks
gracefully.
Old. She looks
she's
a little
aged
old,
gracefully.
She's not. Dude, she's not. You know,
she's also playing a prisoner.
And
so,
right, so she's
they're
not going to
try
great.
And
she's
make
not
her look
make her look. I bet she's. I bet she's still looking pretty.
I bet she's
pretty.
But are you out there, okay, Keanu? You were misinformed, buddy. Okay?
She didn't go crazy.
Now, Keanu, I don't want to say it, but sometimes I wish the role had gone to Tom Arnold. To
I mean,
be honest.
He was offered.
He was offered.
He was offered.
But, so anyway, what I think, okay, so I think we have two types of movies left to talk about. We have sports movies, and we have comedies.
Sports movies?
Well, yeah, dude. Which Rocky
right.
wins. Rocky wins by default. But I don't think there's anything we could compare that to.
Oh, you're
from
right.
Arnold's career.
You're right. Oh, yeah, sports movies.
So,
yeah, Rocky,
so,
obviously. Iconic sports film.
Yeah.
And then Arnold, Running Man.
Oh, okay, well, then Arnold
the
wins. Man. Yeah, you're right.
Well, then Arnold wins. Never mind. Okay.
Chico! No!
Exactly. Oh, my God. What's the famous line, dude? That famous bit of him looking in the camera...
Oh.
He's yelling at Richard Dawson.
Yeah, so, I hope you. What, oh my god!
Because I'm about to grab it in your stomach or something.
And break your goddamn spine.
Yeah, that's what
yeah.
it was, dude.
I hope you left room in your stomach because I'm going to grab my fist to break your goddamn spine.
Dude,
something like that.
Exactly like that.
Yeah,
you're
dude,
right.
Yeah, I'll be back.
So, are we saying that that's better than?
Oh no, no,
Rocky. Okay.
That was a joke,
right?
No.
Obviously, I just
no,
make
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. You got Rocky. It's better than Rocky V.
Yeah,
yeah,
agreed. However, dude, that Street Fight's pretty cool.
It is.
I'd watch that.
But I would say Running Man's better than Rocky V, but I would say that's probably the only Rocky it's better than.
Yeah.
Any of the other Rocky movies that's on TBS and Running Man's on TNT, I'm probably primarily watching TBS. And then at commercials, flipping to TNT.
Flip it over. For right, sure. Absolutely.
Okay, so then family movies / comedy crossover. So these are two very serious guys.
Okay.
Action stars, they're very masculine. All right. And they're going to have to,
you know, go over and play. Then we got have fun with the family.
We're going to play a little bit of the softer stuff. Oh, yeah. Please, everybody. make the wife happy. And,
So you got movies like Twins. You got movies like Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
You got movies like Junior, dude, Junior. Where Arnold is pregnant. Arnold, a man, is pregnant that, with a baby.
Now, not a lot of people know that
he
movie.
He delivers a baby.
That movie was written by Tom Arnold.
Yeah, really?
No, because it's... Yeah, I know, yeah, good, thank you.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Oh, boy.
But no, we were talking about Arnold and Twins. Arnold and Junior.
Junior, yeah.
And how... I mean, it's incredible that Arnold Schwarzenegger was willing to have a baby for that movie.
For the movie.
That's incredible.
I mean, we're talking about...
No one's done that since.
You want to talk about physique.
He carried a baby well.
He carried a baby well.
He got a great set of abs.
I mean, I don't understand. People always bring up Christian Bale, the Machinist, Matt Damon in the one where he got really skinny before he was really famous. He plays like a soldier who's like a heroin addict.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember. A Few Good Men. I know it's not A Few Good Men.
Yeah, that's a movie.
Yeah.
You can't handle the truth.
You know, they mentioned those. They mentioned... with the girl from Monster.
Oh, yeah.
You know, her transformation, Charlize Theron from Monster. They never mention Arnold Schwarzenegger in for Junior.
I mean, he has a fucking baby.
The man got pregnant. He had a surgery done, ovaries inserted. Pregnantized.
With eggs. Fertilized eggs.
Of and himself. He had his own baby.
He had his own babies. These babies are going to look identical. They're going to be just twins.
Twins.
Not twins. They're going to be like identical.
They're going to be him.
They're going to be
baby him.
They're just miniature.
Nobody's seen where these monsters are.
I mean, I haven't seen them.
I haven't seen him.
Or he does have a son. Like
he does. That looks a lot like him.
No.
Yeah.
But he's not like big like Arnold. Like, no, he's not. What a fucking waste, dude. Yeah. If I'm Arnold, I'd be like, you are no son of mine.
Yeah.
You're not even buff yet. Look at you're tiny.
Yeah, you're right, dude. And we haven't even mentioned it's Double Dime.
Oh, wow. Yeah, of course. Well, that was, I think we were going to get there.
Yeah.
The point being that Jingle All the Way is by far the best.
It's a great, how did they smash film Jingle All the Way?
Hello there.
It promotes capitalism.
Right. All the good stuff, commercialism.
Commercialism.
Satirical piece.
Oh, perhaps it's a satirical piece.
Perhaps a little more.
Starring Zach from Zach and Cody, Sweet Life.
Yeah, so more. Yeah, man, that movie. The only thing that's gonna be better than it could maybe be the new one with Larry the Cable Guy.
Get her
Jingle
done.
All the Way 2.
Get her done.
How is that gonna connect, man? Do you think Sinbad's gonna make an appearance?
No, dude.
I would hope not, but he could.
He could. I don't know. Last thing I saw Sinbad in was It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
That's true.
And that was like 5 years ago.
I'm not sure
what
he's doing. Stand up, I guess?
Yeah.
Whatever. You know, we'll call him up. We'll give him a call, see what he's up to.
We'll see what he's up to.
Maybe he can come over.
If anybody sees Sinbad out there,
tell him to give us a call.
Tell him to give us a call.
Very concerned.
Peered off topic, which we have gotten.
You can call in at 555-555-555.
At this point, I think we should move on to another area of discussion.
Yes.
So. Next, let's talk about, well, we've already mentioned how they do in their own movies, right? Which I think we could say was pretty evenly matched, but I would say advantage Arnold.
Yeah, I think so.
But let's talk about, this is Mr. Multiverse here.
Right.
So those of you not familiar with what we like to call metaphysics and quantum mechanics.
Right,
and
both of those things.
String theory and M theory and all of those things. Well, what we believe in here, we believe in the multiverse.
Yes.
So other universes, parallel universes, where anything could exist. Now, the implications of this are endless.
Well, right, absolutely.
And perhaps in the greatest of universes, one Arnold Schwarzenegger inhabited all the roles of one Sylvester Stallone.
Right, okay, so now what you're saying is Arnold has Stallone's roles.
Yes.
And vice versa?
And Stallone has Arnold's roles.
Okay.
But everything else is the exact same. Who would be a better, in this universe?
I think Arnold would be a better Rambo.
I mean, he's pretty much Rambo in Commando.
Yeah.
And so, Stallone would do great as Commando. So the question is, if we're having that argument... But
can he Demando? You know
can he Demando the Commando?
Can he Demando the Commando? Because, you know, those are some big... Like, do you see Stallone walking down, like, from the house with that giant fucking log on his shoulder? No way.
Stallone from Rocky Russia. 4, dude.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, that was his thing. But
and
he
it
still
could have been a
thing.
Smaller log, and they film it differently, you know?
Dude, but it was still big. And it probably wasn't super heavy, but it looked like it was.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, can you see Stallone doing that? It was like 4'8".
True. But, no, you're right. I think Arnold would do better. He would do fine in the Rambo movie. All but
good.
I also think that Stallone would do fine in Commando.
I think you're right.
But I don't think his delivery, because Commando, what it's known for, are the catchphrases. It's maybe the most Arnold catchphrase full of movie as there is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
You've got...
Hey, Sully, remember I told you I'd kill you last?
Yeah, that's right. You said that.
I lied.
You got that? You've got a... Could I have a blanket and a pillow for my friend here?
He's dead tired. Yeah. Also, you have... Bennett, you need to let off some steam.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That's like a steam pipe.
Yeah. And you have a young, yet still sultry...
Equally attractive.
Equally attractive.
Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano, yeah. You know, 11 or 12.
She's like 11 or 12, yeah.
Probably not even, but...
Someone listening to this would think, wow, these guys are creeps.
Yeah. Then we've got a very under-muscled Bennett.
Who got the role at the last minute.
Last minute, didn't change the outfit sizes, still wears a mesh metal wife beater.
Wife beater, essentially, yeah. He's a little less daunting than you would imagine. For a
dude, and yet, in the main fight, he's holding Arnold's head into the fire almost, Arnold's got a strain to fight back. When in reality, have to feel
Arnold's gonna destroy this guy simply with his muscular shirt,
just with his muscles,
my muscles.
You know, which maybe, dude, is a point towards Stallone because that would be a more believable final fight.
You're right. Maybe you're right, dude. Definitely, because Stallone would definitely be more like cut.
In
that scene, if he's like in a Rambo-esque movie.
Sure. They would both do fine. I think that is kind of is kind of a toss.
All right, then let's move on to dramatic roles.
What popped into my head would be, I don't think Arnold could do Rocky at all.
No way.
No. So that's a point to Stallone. And Stallone, which we equated, Stallone could totally do Running Man and it would be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Stallone would have been a great Running Man.
Yeah.
Yo, we'll book down your run. Okay. How about cram it down your stomach and rip out your spine?
He got a little
Arnold. I got Arnold at the end, yeah.
I rip out your spine.
Spine.
Yes. I love that. Dude.
You can't not say it. Like
you can't not.
Okay, well, other roles then they would switch in.
Well, it's some good ones.
Dude, End of Days. Stallone and End of Days?
Stallone would be fine in that, I think.
You think so?
I think so.
Great, me too.
Let's just point out some that we don't think they would be good at. Stallone in Predator, he's too small. He would get lost in the muscles.
He's literally like a foot short in everyone else.
Yeah, it's like him being a heavyweight dude in Rocky. It's not real. It's not reality. You know, like Arnold would have been a great Ivan Drago.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Wow, that would have been perfect.
Yeah, but also Dolph Lundgren
was a perfect
Ivan Drago,
dude.
So
he is Ivan Drago.
It's fine.
Like, really, to this day, he still boxes in
Russia. If they had made a Russian movie called Ivan, and he had to fight Arnold to become the biggest competitor, I would watch that
movie. See that.
If they made, let's get Time Machine 25 years ago and make that.
Yeah, let's make it.
Let's make it.
I throw down the finance.
Dude, that would be awesome. The Drago's like, I must break you. And he's like, I don't know what would Arnold
say.
You say
good luck.
Something really try. Like, Arnold's nice in his corner, dude, dipping his fucking boxing mitts in sticky glue and then, like, broken glass bits.
Yeah, dude.
You know?
Oh, my God. He's ferocious.
He's from the gulag.
He's the mad Austrian.
He's like
the mad Austrian.
He's like Bane. He's the only person to survive and escape the gulag, trained in these horrible pits
of despair. He got out because he was such a good fighter.
Yeah.
And now it's like his one condition to stay free is to win.
Oh my god.
And to kill.
To win and to kill.
Because that's what he does! That's all he does!
You will win, and you will kill.
Arnold has killed every competitor in the ring.
He goes, we will destroy the Russian, or the United States scum.
Okay, so Arnold's most iconic role, the Terminator. How does Stallone do as the Terminator?
Nah, dude, not even close.
Not even, you don't think so?
No.
But I think he does better as the Terminator than Arnold does as Rocky, which is Stallone's most iconic role.
Yeah, definitely there. I give that one to Stallone.
Yeah.
Stallone wins that round.
And I, as great as Arnold is in Jingle All the Way, I think Stallone would have been pretty good in that, too.
Yeah, I think so, too.
A big you.
But it helped that he was so big, dude. That's what made it funny.
He's big, yeah.
He's very big in it. He's so much taller than everybody else.
Yeah.
And he's still fighting around with all these people to get this, like, stupid stuff. Like,
yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, that's true.
And Stallone is, like, shorter than everyone else, so it's like, he just made a little guy.
Yeah.
I imagine it's like Joe Pesci running through a crowd. And, like, everybody, get out of here!
Yeah. The better movies, we have Arnold, but the better other movies, given the title to Stallone.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so one in each.
Nailed it.
Check.
Check one for you, check one for you.
So moving on, as we must, who would be a better trainer? Both of these guys,
you look like a pretty bubble.
I mean, look at both of them and you think, this guy, he knows what he's doing, right? That's what I'd say. Well, obviously we're taking them both to like their peak.
Peak physique.
Peak training. Training you. Okay.
Yes.
So we're talking like Rocky 4.
Rocky 3. You can
Rocky
pick
four,
whichever Stallone. Program you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, whatever program you want. Do you want to be big? Do you want to be bulkier? Or do you want to be
like cut.
Cut. That's Rocky 3.
And it depends. I mean, if you want to be bigger and bulkier, you have to go to a mountainous terrain and like lift boulders and run up.
Hearts on fire.
Yeah. Hearts on fire.
Rushing behind your
Right.
Dude, he can't get up that mountain.
No.
They're not going to. They can't compete, dude. They're Russians.
It's American.
Russians, dude. Okay. They don't understand that the red, white, and blue is always going to win.
You want to get up this mountain? You're going to need torque.
You're going to need some fucking torque. And you'd be driving that fucking Dodge truck, you pussy.
So. Trainer, yeah.
Trainer, okay, yeah, let's get back to that. We haven't answered any of those
questions.
Arnold was Mr. Universe, dude.
Pumping
Mr.
Iron Arnold. So that's what we know about him as an athlete.
Yeah.
Pumping Iron is the closest we're going to get. Also, though, could be thrown in the mix. Arnold was Bush 1's.
Yeah.
Presidential fitness guru.
Right, exactly.
I'm the guru of fitness.
So, I mean, that's
America.
A big deal.
You know, but also.
That also goes into his political career.
But also, let's remember America's not declining obesity rates.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Did his program really, you know.
Do anything.
Do anything.
I don't know.
I don't know if it did.
I don't.
So, I mean, is he going to be, you know, just filling us with false promises?
False promises, yeah. But at his peak, he's also a psychological terror.
He's a serial, or like a serious sociopath.
Yeah. You know, if you've seen Pumping Iron, you've seen
like he's
him
like manipulating people.
Lou Ferrigno.
Right.
Who would go on to become deaf. Because of the incident.
Because of the incident, of course. When Arnold Schwarzenegger was responsible for Lou Ferrigno's deafness.
And
people don't know that.
Lack of a career.
Yeah. He would have skyrocketed after the Hulk. But
I haven't heard from good old Lou in been a decade.
It's been a decade at least.
I haven't seen him.
I think he was in I Love You Man. Remember?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Paul Rudd was trying to sell his house.
Oh, dude. Also, he was in The King of Queens. Playing,
well, yeah, but that was
Kevin James's trainer, and he was not a very good.
He wasn't, dude. He was playing video games all the time,
and he was playing himself.
Wow, these guys are terrible.
He was
trainers.
Playing himself.
We know we should be talking to.
Oh, but dude, that's Stallone. That's Lou Ferrigno.
Oh yeah, you're right.
So it's irrelevant, dude.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay, so
off topic.
So
here.
Off topic. Yeah. But at least we answered that question.
Oh, we answered it. He's a bad trainer. You don't want to share it. Plus, he's dead.
So, but we're talking about Stallone here. And we have to also acknowledge that Arnold is like was Mr. Olympia. So, yeah, maybe, but if he's training you, I'm assuming he's not trying to manipulate you.
Right.
He wants you to, because, like, it's, you know, he wants you to be number one.
Yeah, I would, come on. He also released the fitness CD, dude. Right. Up, down, up, down.
Up like Tommy Two-Tone.
Come on, come on. Here we go. This one's good for your butt. You're going to squat down, up, down.
I mean, dude, yeah, so he had it already. The CD already laid out.
So the CD's out there.
So, I mean, you can just buy that right now. I think it's
gone gold recently.
Yeah. And so what is that? 16 billion copies?
Oh, new world record.
Everybody wants to work out with Arnold.
But also, Variety, Arnold knows how to train to look good in a movie and to be as big as he can in proportions. Stallone knows how to train to get super ripped from Rocky III, to get super bulky from Rocky IV,
yeah,
to get even bigger in Rocky VI.
Seven or six, yeah.
Yeah. You know?
He was huge.
He's enormous.
Enormous.
When he goes outside his house on that just like iron bar and just pulls up.
Yeah.
Oh my God. His back is just.
Yeah, it's enormous.
It's so wide.
It's crazy how he, like, I mean, it's like, well, this is steroids. And this is like after the steroid debate. You know?
Well, he got caught with HGH while they were filming that. And he was pretty much like, well, I'm making a movie. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like,
I'm just like, yeah, like, course, seriously, dude. Who cares?
Who's like, dude? He goes, you have HGH? Yeah. You go, yeah, what, like, who the fuck are you to tell me I can't?
I want you to get as big as you possibly can.
For this role, I want you to look like a freak. So, like, if you're 72 or however old you're supposed to be, and you're going up against, like, a young 24-year-old,
it's gotta be
believable.
Yeah, I want
and
you
they
to
do
be
as,
enormous.
They do as believable
that movie's
as
pretty good.
The guy,
yeah.
like, breaks
they
his hand.
They did a good job. Yeah, and he's out of shape.
And he's out of shape.
Yeah, and he's fighting Rocky, dude.
Wouldn't you think Rocky's not going to become an edge with full force, dude?
That's the last thing that goes is the
punch.
Well,
last time he didn't come at someone with full force, guess what happened, man?
What's that?
He lost the title.
He lost
Clubber Lang.
The title to Clubber Lang, you're right.
You mean to tell me, Mick? You mean to tell me you've been setting me up?
Yeah. No, they're not setups, Rock. They're real contenders. I think I made that scene up.
Yeah, you did make that scene up. I've never heard of that.
Well, there's that one. There's a part of Rocky when he's. I think it's Rocky III when he doesn't think he's been having real fights defending his title because Mick doesn't, he's been protecting him from Clubber Lang. Yeah, because he's afraid of Clubber Lang, dude.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He's a scary guy.
He is a scary guy.
He's a
season. He made that pass on Julian or Adrian.
Julian.
Oh, you remember Julian.
You know Julian.
She was nice, too. But Adrian, he made that pass on Adrian.
Yeah, he did.
That was scary. She almost, like, fainted from it, probably, because he was a scary black man.
She had never seen a black person before.
She was a white woman.
A young Jewish woman.
She probably never seen, you're right, dude. She probably just lived in that one area of Philadelphia.
And then they were rich by this point,
too. They were only white Jews.
And they were rich by this point as well.
No Sammy Davis Jr. is there.
No. Rocky had seen black people. He fought
black people. And, you know, as any respectable white
Adrian always stayed away from those fights.
No, you're right. She didn't.
She never saw any of them. Yeah.
So I guess that's the point. And, you know, the answer we have now is, of course,
the trainer. I'm just going to have to go. I mean, I think it's kind of a wash, but.
What's your vote, man?
My gut would be, who do I want training me?
Yeah.
Okay, let's say I've got 3 months until I have to be seen at the beach by all a bunch of people that I care, they care for whatever reason. I'm training with Stallone.
You're training with Stallone?
I'm training with Stallone.
I'm training with Arnold, dude.
You're training with
Arnold? I'm definitely training with Arnold. I feel like Arnold's going to be the guy that's going to just get me through it, too.
Well, we'll see, dude. We're going to, 3 months from now.
You call Stallone. I'll call Arnold.
Okay.
We have the numbers.
And we'll see what happens. We'll see who looks better. 3 months from today, we'll take a picture, you know, and we'll publish it.
We'll publish it. We'll put on, you know, like a Nutra system.
Commercial. We both just go to, like, photo doctoring studios.
It's just, like, incredible.
I want him to, like, take my hair off, too, and make me look wrinkly. So, like, this 84-year-old found this pill.
He found this pill. All you gotta do is take it, and you don't look like it. That's exactly how it works. And if you're stupid enough to believe that, then you deserve to get ripped off.
What? You know what? There's a good reason why this isn't on every channel all the time telling me this every single second of every day, and it's because I found the secret right here on this Yahoo page.
Right, exactly, dude.
This
it would be
says,
on a Yahoo page this or an MSN, says, or MSN, yeah. home, MSN homepage.
This link says sponsored. That means it's a secret.
Exactly.
I don't know who this person is.
I know. He's a dull-witted man.
He's a,
sounds
a
like it.
Dimwit.
A dimwit.
A chucklehead.
Yeah. A real chucklehead, man.
So, dude, that one's a wash. So... Now we have who has had better sexual exploits?
Sexual exploits. Arnold obviously had the, you know, the mishap with the fat Mexican housemaid.
Latin American culture. You know, hello, guess what? You know, Maria. I come to her every night. I see Maria. You know, I need the loving. I need the stroking. I need the caressing. And she's not there. She doesn't need. She's not hip with it.
Maybe he just didn't consider she was so skinny.
Maybe. Yeah. So that's one.
So that's one.
You know, in his favor or in his
against.
You know, against.
For sure yeah. Against.
You got Stallone.
That story.
Oh, dude, the story.
With the you want to tell it,
dude. You know that story better than I.
So, right, okay. So Stallone's going back. He's on the set of some movie, going back to his trailer with some girl, who is. We are expecting they are going to, you know, perform sexual acts on each
fellatio.
But he's still mic'd up from the scene before. So like the sound guys are messing with the stuff, like the board or whatever, and they're hearing everything he's saying from over the microphone, and in the middle of whatever's happening, we can assume, he just says, stroke the chef, cup the balls. And so, like, everyone in the sound, like, the sound group or whatever heard them say this. And then later on, like, what is it? It's the guys make
t-shirts. They make the t-shirts that say that. Stroke the chef, cup the balls.
Cup the balls, yeah.
And Stallone walks by and sees the t-shirts.
Hey, I see that.
If that's a real story, then that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I mean,
although
we're assuming it's fake, but
we're going to counter that with this famous story about Arnold.
Yeah, go ahead.
Which is, he's in his trailer.
All right, just describe it.
In his trailer with a girl, and he is performing
oral fellatio
on her for her pleasure. And he basically, somebody opens the door and sees him mid-meal.
Oral fellatio.
Mid-meal. And he says, he turns around and smiles and says, eating isn't cheating.
In that accent.
In that accent, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a pretty comparable, but which one's better? The eating isn't cheating line is pretty darn clever. But
that's pretty funny.
The Stallone... The fact that they made t-shirts and he actually says it.
Yeah.
But which is more believable?
Which one is more believable is a better question, maybe.
That's a better question. I'd probably give it to the Arnold one. I could see him saying that, dude.
Well, we know he cheats.
He cheats for sure. And that seems like something he would have made up right there.
Yeah. Someone who's vain enough to be a bodybuilder definitely needs the reaffirmation of their hotness through cheating.
Right, absolutely.
All the time. So I believe that story.
Yeah, I believe that one too. And the Stallone one, I don't quite believe. So we'll give that round.
Because Stallone he's not an idiot. The man wrote Rocky.
Right.
An Academy Award winning film.
Yeah, we are assuming that this man is a complete imbecile.
Yeah. Rocky 2. Yeah, he can't even read.
Yeah,
on the commercial.
Right, exactly. Ooh.
Maybe. Oh, wow.
Dude, that's such a tough scene to watch, man. Man, that's a tough scene.
Well, his IQ changes quite a bit throughout the Rocky.
Yeah, dude, it's like a Flowers for Algernon story, dude. It really is. Is it not?
Yeah, no, it totally is. That's the
like,
secret
he's so fucking stupid.
The secret subplot that goes throughout all the Rocky movies is Flowers for Algernon. People don't know it.
He's like, he's so fucking stupid in the first two.
Yeah.
And Rocky 3, he's like, he's just still kind of dumb.
Yeah.
But he's like kind of getting it back. Dude, by Rocky 4, in the beginning, he plays it kind of dumb. Because when he's interacting with Apollo,
right. He's like, hey, Apollo, I'm starting to think that you want to fight this Russian. It's more like a fight of you versus you or something like that. It's trying to be insightful, mm-hmm. but, like, still stupid.
Yeah, but by that, but later on, like, he's very, like, sophisticated and, mm-hmm. like, you know, cultured.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
But then by the fifth one, he's, you know, like, brain damaged or something again. So.
But then by the sixth one, he owns a restaurant. He runs a successful business.
But he still comes off.
You know, I mean, John Taffer would go in there, and he would be pretty pleased.
John Taffer wouldn't go off. John Taffer wouldn't warm out on him at all, man.
No,
he would just be like, ah, it's all right.
I come in here, I get what I'm expecting.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
it's pretty good.
I get seated, I get served, I get taken care of.
I look in the kitchen, you know, and it's pretty clean. There's a little dust here, a little dust there, but it's okay.
But that's, you know, I give it a B minus.
A B minus, yeah.
Solid. That passes the test, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is, you saw that on a window place. You're at least being honest,
dude. If Rocky actually opened and ran a restaurant, I would totally go there.
Yeah, I go there too.
I would travel across the country to go to that place if he was a real person.
It'd be cool. Yeah, if it was a real person, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like Muhammad Ali. Are
you kidding me?
Yeah. Muhammad Ali, if he didn't have Parkinson's.
Oh my god, that would be amazing. Yeah, damn.
That'd be like him at a restaurant, just like hanging out, people like talking. Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Telling,
I feel like,
stories, dude.
Maybe that's, dude. Never thought about that, but in reality, I feel like Rocky would be more famous and rich based off of, he could have, like, I guess maybe he didn't sell out, and that's the thing. He runs his own restaurant. But I feel like people would want him to endorse so many things.
Yeah.
He was like an American hero.
Yeah, exactly. Why would all
the
of a sudden
truest
people,
of true underdog
stories. Why would all of a sudden people, like,
don't
turn their back
about
on
him?
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, he would be like an American icon.
Yeah.
A very Reagan-era icon.
Yeah. He would definitely have had his own reality show by now.
Something. Yeah.
But Life with Rocky.
Hey, I'm running this restaurant. Dude, they have, oh my god, they have a show about that, dude. That
would
be a show.
Burgers, dude. I would watch Rocky's Burgers.
Yeah, I'd watch, yeah, absolutely anything with Wahlburgers.
Dude, so maybe that's a question. Whose fictional character would have a better reality show? Arnold or Stallone's?
Fictional characters?
Yeah, because
Rocky
have a great Stallone reality show. I would watch that.
Maybe like
But it's got to be, like, a realistic one. Like, it can't be Life with the Terminator. You know, I don't think that's
it. Have a cybernetic episode. Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Terminator opens
what
up,
about,
like, a
dude,
burger restaurant.
Right. It's still a restaurant. Still, he's still doing the restaurant stuff. No, but what I was going to say was Arnold in True Lies, dude. That guy would be cool to follow around.
Yeah. But they couldn't, like, show you a lot of, because he's a secret agent.
But, dude,
you
know, they also shouldn't be showing you stuff about, like, the Amish Mafia, right? Why is that legal?
Because it's not real.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So we could just...
But we're assuming the stuff that character in True Lies is doing is totally real.
Maybe. You're gullible. It's a reality show, dude. It's not really real.
No, no. But I'm saying when we watch True Lies, if you were to be in the same universe as that's taking place,
yeah,
it's real.
You,
like, that's a
real
danger. It's not, like, fictional.
All right. I was thinking of it a little differently.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. Anyway. What were we talking about?
Off topic, man.
Did sexual exploits.
Yeah, I don't know how we got to that.
Me
okay.
neither.
Sexual exploits. We have the two main stories for them both.
Yeah. Which we went with Arnold.
We went with Arnold.
More realistic.
Because it's more realistic.
Okay. But also, Arnold, a Kennedy dude.
Right. He's married to and probably frequently sticking it to.
And also Kennedy. Cheated on.
And also cheated on because he's like, you know, whatever.
Fat Mexican housewoman.
Yeah, really. That's interesting.
Stallone, Brigitte Nielsen.
Brigitte Nielsen, dude.
Who,
good call.
And also.
That's a sexual exploit.
And also.
Back then, not now. She looks like a weirdo.
Yeah, she was a flavor.
I think I would describe her as a weirdo.
A weirdo.
Total weirdo.
Shout out to Brigitte Nielsen out there. Weirdo.
Total weirdo.
Total.
Still, like, think you're weird.
Weird.
Remember when she dated
Flavor
Flav? Flavor Flav. Oh my god,
yeah,
dude.
She always knows the time. That's the thing.
Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav.
Dude, him and Brigitte Nielsen. Wow. That's strange.
But also thing. Arnold engaging in sexual congress with Brigitte Nielsen. On the set of The Red Sonja.
So we have to. Oh, so, wow. So who we'd have to know? The only person who can answer the question would be Brigitte Nielsen.
Brigitte Nielsen.
She has to call in.
Issue. If only we could get her on the show.
We'll bring her on the show, Brigitte, if you're listening.
Brigitte, if you're listening.
Call on in, please. Be a dear.
So we have to have one last question.
Okay.
So far, we have Arnold is better in his own movies. Stallone would be better in Arnold's movies.
True.
Arnold, by a hair in the sexual exports.
Yeah.
Exploits.
Exports.
Exports.
He exports dildos.
A lot of sexual
sex dolls.
Sex dolls.
Like that.
Who would... we tied on who would be a better trainer.
Oh.
And that was a tie.
Okay.
So it's Arnold 2-1. And then we have who would record a better album.
Oh, who would record a better album? Okay. In what year? What year are we talking?
Okay.
1987?
Yeah.
That make a difference.
Yeah, it's in the 80s.
All right.
When they're both at their peaks, dude. Like, yeah, it's 85, 87.
Okay, so I have a feeling like Arnold would go in this weird like dance type music thing, like, and it would be something like, pump it now,
pump it now,
and it's like weird like repetitive stuff like that, and then
pump it
this now. It'd be like calling like getting pumped with Arnold,
getting
like,
pumped
with the name of the album.
Come get pumped with me.
It's really like tech, like techno.
Yes, dance. I love that.
Yeah,
nominated for a Grammy, perhaps for best electronic
dance music album.
Pump it.
Was that back then? No. They still have that. Was that a pump it? Yeah.
Well, they invented it for Arnold.
They invented.
They invented the category.
That category became invented by Arnold.
Much like they invented best rapper for Eminem.
Because
he was white. Because
he's white, and they finally get it. Now it's legitimate.
Now it's legitimate. They invented best dance music for Arnold because he was the first male dance music creator.
Oh yeah, that's true. So
legitimizing the whole sound.
When we're talking about Arnold's dance music, what would Stallone be doing?
Well, Stallone
would be like crooning like his brother does.
That
would suck.
Yeah, that's too easy. Maybe Stallone, he hears Arnold because they were rivals at this time, right?
Yeah.
So he hears Arnold. Here's his record. Arnold comes out
killing
first.
It, dude.
And Arnold's the
Grammy nominated.
Pump it now. And then, you know, hits like, you know, other hits like the Barbell Blues, dude.
Yeah.
I've got the Barbell Blues and I'm telling you I got the Barbell Blues tonight. And it's like,
Arnold's actually singing.
Yeah. You know.
Okay, so we're doing a lot of Arnold stuff. What's Stallone doing?
Well, this is Stallone listening to Arnold's record right
now. Okay, so go ahead.
He's going through the tracks.
Oh, this is track. So we're on like track three.
That was track three there. He's skipping some of them, but you know that was the Bob.
Do we have any? Are there any ballads?
Like love ballads?
Love ballads.
Like an Arnold love ballad.
I've been missing you. Also, and how is this the movement from techno to like R&B or something?
It's still techno.
It's still techno.
The beat comes in. The beat comes in after, but there are ballads within the beats, you know.
Right.
And I've been missing you. It's called like ballad to the bench press.
Arnold sings the ballads. How am I supposed to live without you, baby?
This summer, all your favorite hits are here.
Oh my god, dude.
On Buzzcuts.
Buzzcuts. No, Arnold sings Buzzcuts.
Oh god.
That would be a really good album.
Have you ever listened to Linkin Park and wished, I wish Arnold sang this?
I don't think anyone's ever done that. They probably thought, I wish someone else sang it. I wish
this song didn't exist.
Jesus.
I wish this entire genre of music. That's not true. Some of it's not bad.
Moving on.
Moving on. So Stallone. Sylvester Stallone.
What would he be doing, man?
Maybe he would be rapping. Do you think?
Oh, dude, no. But I bet he'd be doing not grunge, but like punk type stuff.
Can he play an instrument?
I bet he could play with a guitar or something.
Let's just assume that Sylvester Stallone can shred.
Yeah, he can
shred. He can rip on the guitar.
All right, so we're assuming now he can shred.
We're assuming.
Okay.
I mean, not
shred.
He's not Slash, but he's no slouch. That's what he says. In interviews.
Yeah, I'm Slash, but I'm no slouch.
That's
perfect, yeah.
Yes.
He would definitely say that.
But I'm no slouch.
That's something he would say, for sure.
And he and Slash are like buddies, you know. They drink Jack Daniels together sometimes.
Yeah, that's
And they talk about shredding.
They talk about shredding.
Dude, well, now his career is really cool. All
right.
I want that
career. So now he wins.
And he shreds,
and now so
he sings as well.
So he's singing, he's shredding, he's hanging out with Slash. He's definitely winning the cat.
What kind of songs is he singing?
What's he singing, dude?
Yeah, like, I was Rambo.
Oh, dude, know
I
who he's thinking about? Know who he's probably singing like? George, he's probably got like a George Thorogood thing going on.
Okay.
Bad to the Bone.
Oh, yeah.
Doing covers of George Thorogood.
He's in it. Okay, he does George Thorogood covers.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Oh, man.
Those covers George Thorogood.
Yeah. But Arnold is in some type of weird techno ballad. But it's just him. I am Arnold, and I'm here to make you dance.
What a great intro, dude.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Hello, welcome to my album. I'm Arnold, and I'm here to make you dance, 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 bump it up, bump, bump, bump it up, bump, bump. Yeah, that's good. I think we just got the album down. That was his number one hit.
That was the number one hit. Yeah. It must have been when I was about 16, 17.
He just, yeah, that's right. We'll just do that. Yeah. What was his name?
Giorgio,
yeah.
Everybody calls me
Giorgio. Everybody calls me Arnold.
Arnold.
Might as well, though. I think Arnold does that guy's voice.
Yeah. Like, he's having a real Arnold's guy. Voice.
Arnold is that is He Giorgio. Is him. We had that theory.
Oh, you're right. We about talked that? About that. Maybe not on the it, show, sure. But we've talked about
it. No, we have talked about it, though.
So, anyway, dude. Whose fictional music career?
Well, at this point, I'm saying Stallone.
Yeah.
Of course. He's shredding on the guitar with Slash, dude.
He's fucking shredding.
And Arnold's doing, like, obscure, like, syntho...
Synth-pop
dance music. Dance music.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with Stallone, which ties up the category. And we are still... I have no answer.
We're tied up.
You know what it's going to come down to? The only appropriate tiebreaker for this situation has got to be... Who's got the bigger dick?
We're going to have to call... It's we're going to have Brigitte themselves. Nielsen.
We're going to have to call... Brigitte Nielsen's going to have to let us know.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
That's a good point.
All right, well... We'll wait for the call.
Well, we waited for the call, and I don't think Brigitte...
No, I don't think it's...
Oh, let me check my house phone.
You know what? I
like, my
check.
Landline. You know what?
Well, yeah, it's over there on the wall, I see.
We're on the internet right now, so the landline's not getting any calls...
Well, it's because you got the dial-up. I got to turn over the DSL.
No. Mm-mm. So, no. I don't think Brigitte was able to reach us, so we're going to have to tally this up on our own here.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's up to me. So, the deed comes down to us, the unfortunate call we have to make. Well, but it's really now that they're not... For me, it's Arnold.
Well, I'm going to have to say, you know, without much thought, that it's... That Mr. Multiverse was always... It always belonged to
him. It always belonged
Arnold.
To him. I mean, we're probably the most biased people ever to do this. But,
but it's
But
just,
we made some good points on both parties. For both parties, I believe.
Yeah. And,
Stallone couldn't get too mad.
Stallone...
We did give him the ability to just fucking shred on the guitar.
Yeah, the man can shred.
He can... And that has nothing to do with anything except for the fact that we made it up.
Yeah. But he's got that. You know, he's got,
He got his dog back.
He got his dog.
Which was good.
Let's leave on that.
I kind of forgot about that.
I think that's
so
it.
So, got his dog back, Arnold.
So, what did we learn today,
you know,
everybody? You know, we learned just what you just said. Stallone got his dog back, and Arnold wins Mr. Multiverse, and that means in some other universe, Arnold got his dog back.
And
Stallone won Mr.
Multiverse. Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, tomato, tomato, at the end of the day.
Really, at the end of the day, it doesn't mean anything.
So... Thank you for joining us. This has been Off Topic with Nick and Sean, episode 1.